Are you wanting to live a life with more clarity and happiness? I'm Tammy Hill, a licensed marriage and family therapist, certified sex educator, wife, mother, and grandmother. I am also an optimist. I strive to live my life on purpose, with purpose. I'm here to inspire people to do the things that inspire them. Live Your Why means to align your core values with the way you want to spend your time. Living My Why includes bridging the gap of understanding sex as both a sacred marital act and as pleasurable, passionate energy that adds zest and happiness to life. I want you to embrace sexual joy without shame. Integrating your sexual nature for goodness will bring you strength, joy, and peace. Join me this season for the Live Your Why podcast, and together we can live a life full of passion and purpose. Many of you know that my late husband, Mark Mulford, died nearly 22 years ago. Mark was tall, blonde, handsome. He had sparkly blue eyes and an amazing smile. Several years before he died, one morning I asked him a question. What do you want to be known for? When life is over, I asked, what is most important for you to be remembered as? I remember that he looked at me and thought about it. Then he asked if he could think about it longer and give me his answer a little later. So that afternoon, he happened to call me from work. He told me that he had decided he wanted to be known as a man of God. Although Mark was not perfect, he was definitely a man who loved God and who honored his covenants. After he died, I was going through the bag of his things that I brought home from the hospital. I found his wallet, opened it up, and there was a little sticky note where he had written, "What would Jesus do?" I believe he tried to live his life that way. What would Jesus do? His death was unexpected. He suffered from a massive heart attack at a basketball game he was coaching. We had four children together. Our sons were ages 15, 8, and 2 when he died, and our beautiful little baby girl was 4 months old. It was such a shock to all of us. The hardest thing ever. However, through this experience, our lives have changed in knowing that we, each of us, all five of us, have great testimonies of Jesus Christ's atoning sacrifice and resurrection. Because of our great loss, we each have been blessed with the knowledge that Mark still lives. Mark is aware of us, and we know that through the Savior's infinite atonement, we will see him again and be with him again. At Easter time especially, I like to remember that. Death is an essential part of our mortal experience. And dead we would remain except for Jesus Christ, who gave his life and rose from the dead to become the Savior of each one of us. When we think of Jesus' birth, we must also remember that he was resurrected for us too. I appreciate these words from the prophet Joseph Smith. The fundamental principles of our religion are the testimony of the apostles and prophets concerning Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose again the third day, and ascended into heaven, and all other things which pertain to our religion are only appendages to that. Christ's atonement and resurrection are the heart and the soul of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is why I love Easter. I love Easter. I love the promise of spring and the beautiful colors. I love Easter candy and dyeing Easter eggs. I love getting a new dress and new shoes. I love making ham and rolls for Easter dinner. But most of all, I love the promise of Easter, that there is so much more to life than what we see and know right now. I love Easter because I know that Jesus lives. I know that Jesus lives again. And I know that Mark will live again. And that each of us will have the opportunity to live again because of Jesus Christ. I hope this message will give you some peace and hope as you ponder on what Easter means to you. Have a happy Easter, and I'll see you next week. Hi, this is Tammy Hill, and I am so darn excited to tell you a little bit about a spring fling couples retreat that I'm planning. This is going to be a spring fling in Seattle. This will be May 17th through 19th, 2024. We're going to be staying at the beautiful Thompson, Seattle, right there on Puget Sound in the beautiful heart of the Emerald City. You will want to come to this retreat and learn a little bit more about making love techniques, connecting deeper and richer with your spouse, and of course, enjoying beautiful Seattle. Join me May 17th through 19th in this beautiful city.